It's been a few months since Boeing announced its decision to build the 777X in Everett. The decision and the fight within the machinists' union about the contract connected to that decision got a lot of media attention. But since late 2013, the company has been making other staffing announcements that haven't garnered as much notice. Boeing plans to move some engineering jobs from Washington State to places like Southern California, Alabama, and South Carolina. That does not mean we'll see a mass exodus of engineers from Everett. That's because even if they want to move, the engineers don't necessarily get to move their jobs. Ryan Rule is the president of the Engineers Union, the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, also known as SPEA. He says Boeing made it clear they'd be opening the jobs to both current and new candidates.
They're just putting a new job up, and anybody can apply for it. And if they decide that you're the most qualified person, then they will offer the job. So it's not clear how many people will be invited to follow the work.
But even if engineers could automatically follow their jobs, Ryan says he's not sure they want to.
People are firmly planted here in Washington. People like where they currently live. So some people will be willing to move. Maybe the new hires that came in right out of college, if they don't care where they live. But a lot of people have families and houses.
Dominic Gates has been reporting on these trickling job losses for the Seattle Times. Dominic, thanks for joining us again.
You're welcome, Ross.
There are several types of engineers that work for Boeing. What are the engineering jobs that could be leaving our state?
Well, there have been a lot of engineering jobs, actually. In the past year, very soon after SPEA signed its last contract last spring, the first announcement just weeks later was that 1,500 IT engineering jobs were moving. And then more recently, we've had jobs that are people who support airplanes that are flying with airlines, and also, most recently also, the Boeing research and technology engineers. So very different groups of engineers doing different types of work within the company are being moved.
Why this desire from Boeing to move these jobs?
Well, it does seem like a strategy that's emanating from the very top in Chicago. It does seem a rather pretty cold sort of corporate ideologically driven decision. Chicago clearly wants to change the shape of the Boeing company. They've already done it with manufacturing. They've started the Charleston, South Carolina manufacturing complex. And so now, whereas Puget Sound used to be the only place where they built airplanes, now we have bi-coastal manufacturing of jets. And now we're seeing the same on the engineering side. They announced last May a specific strategy to set up new engineering centers in South Carolina and in Missouri, St. Louis, and in Southern California. And ever since then, they've been moving engineering jobs in these discrete packages of work from different groups. So it's a very deliberate and intentional movement, geographical diversification. And that's the term they use. And, of course, for us, since it all used to be here, or most of it used to be here, for us that means losing jobs, unfortunately.
And when the jobs move, do they become non-union jobs? Do they pay as much? Do they have as good a package as they would if they stayed here?
They're all moving to non-union places. Even California, which is generally a fairly unionized state, the engineering jobs in Seal Beach and Long Beach are not unionized. Same in South. They're also moving jobs to Alabama, to Huntsville, Alabama, and to South Carolina, to right-to-work states. And also even in St. Louis, Missouri, where, again, the union is strong on the in the production side, but not on the engineering side.
Now, the 777X project is coming here. Presumably, they'll need engineers for that. Does that mean they'll hire more here to do that project?
Certainly, it's very important that 777X is coming here, and I think one does need to understand that they're not moving all the engineering jobs by any stretch of the imagination. There'll still be thousands and thousands of engineers here, and they will work on 777X. Now, will they be hiring new engineers to work on 777X? Not so sure. I think that project will maintain jobs rather than create new jobs. Although, of course, there is attrition and a lot of older engineers who will leave the workforce and they'll be replaced. But 777X will definitely maintain a certain level of employment here. The work that's leaving is not design engineering. It's not manufacturing engineering. It's, as I mentioned, there was IT work that left. Perhaps the strangest move they made was moving this support for planes that are already flying with airlines. This sort of after-sales support. When an airline needs some technical help, they come back to Boeing, the people that sold them the jet. And the engineers that do that work, they're going to move to Southern California. To many, that seems really strange because those people interact a lot with the people who actually make the airplanes and the manufacturing engineers who build the airplanes in Everett and in Renton. So to move that work to Southern California, it did raise a lot of eyebrows.
Now, as I understand it, the jobs are moving, and if these engineers would like to move with them, they'll have to reapply for the jobs. And I suppose there'd be a question about whether they would get them or not. These will be open to other people to apply for. There's no guarantee that if you did want to move to one of these places to keep your job that you'll get it?
Absolutely not. I mean, the group that I wrote about in today's story in the paper, the research and technology engineers, they've been specifically told most of them aren't going to get their jobs. They're going to get laid off, or else they'll move within Boeing to some other job. But they are creating new centers in Missouri, South Carolina, and Alabama. They're reposting the positions at lower grade levels and lower pay. You're welcome to apply. No guarantee.
Finally,
that's how cold it is.
Finally, Dominic, you quoted a Boeing vice president as saying people could find work outside of Boeing. Are there a lot of outside jobs for these engineers that now have Boeing jobs that they could move to?
I think younger engineers certainly will have options. Unfortunately, I think this is going to hit veteran engineers at Boeing pretty hard. And if they're older, like in their late 50s, and they've been at Boeing 25, 30 years, and they're very specialized in aerospace work, I don't think it's going to be easy to find, you know, there are people hiring engineers in the Puget Sound region, but are they hiring that type of engineer? It's a very difficult position for a lot of people.
Dominic Gates, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Dominic Gates is aerospace reporter for the Seattle Times. This is The Record on KUOW Seattle.